Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, that band, they playing tonight, aren't they? My goodness. And I think that's the aim of the Lord Jesus Christ in this prosperity revival, is to take you deeper into manifestation and demonstration of your rights in the kingdom. We know a lot of things about it, but I think in my life this is a serious moment that I can share with the body of Christ things that they can put into application and get manifestation. That's what I am to do tonight. I am to share, I receive. I am to share with you, as I say this morning, beyond emotion. I think what the enemy have done gives up, permit us to get some information and stopped us in emotion. Now, emotion and praise is different. And so I will share with you some ways to do things. You got to do something. But I will aim to unfold things that you can put into practice that will sell a many years of effort. You heard me? Are y'all listening to me? That will settle many years of effort. I don't know how the Holy Spirit going to, I have things jotted down, but he's telling me he want this night apostolic. Now the few words I'll tell you in the beginning that will help you understand it. And I want to say you've never been here before. Where we're going tonight, it's turfs and territories we've been trying to function in, but we're going to go down. You may be seated, get your Bible and your pen. I want to call out a few words. I want to call out a few words that you know of, but and then I want to call some things out that you can get a hold of. I want to deal with tonight the power, path, and purpose of supernatural wealth. Notice there are three things: the power, the path, and the purpose of supernatural wealth. But I want to call out a few words, such as, let me start with the first word, government. Authority, anointing, and dominion. That's within your government. You have authority over wealth.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to get you to switch class, a switch lifestyle tonight. I'll show you how to switch lifestyle. Yeah. But my sister, my brother, we have to go further than excitement. Listen to me now. Listen, you got to listen to me, because when I get my text, you'll be ready to go with me. Excitement has robbed us of entering in. How many are ready to enter in? All right. Emotion is another robber. Emotion feels so good, but it's not good till you strike off. Entertainment. That's a lot of entertainment in the church. a lot of eloquent speakers and know-how to work it, know when to say the right word. And many of us has classified them as the best preacher. But very little results. You writing these words down?
Yes, sir.
Expectation must be fulfilled. If you're going to walk in the plan of God, you must have expectation for fulfillment.
Yes, sir.
And the only way that's going to happen, let me talk these words to you first, that you enter into a divine enlightenment. Then Ephesians 1, Paul prays that prayer. So we talked about seeing, hearing, and understanding, and applying. Application. Seeing, hearing, and understanding. And for the Holy Ghost to work, you can't rush him in a meeting like this. You have to walk it. You walk, then you trot, then you run, then you jump. But don't jump ahead of time. Listen, listen, listen. Enlightenment, then empowerment for this kind of wealth. You got to be empowered. You have to be exposed to this kind of wealth. And then you're ready now for not just memorizing scripture and talking about it, but now it's time for you to have your encounter with it.
Yes.
How many agree with me?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to show you how to do that. You ever heard the statement, take one to know one?
Yes.
All right. Then you have to enter into experience. And then life becomes explosive. All those desires and dream and will you have then may be executed. And you begin to live an extraordinary life. Deuteronomy chapter 8. Is the chapter we need to look at because there are some tests you have to pass in order to go into the God kind of wealth. That power must be in place. You must know the path. I'm going to show you the path tonight. How to walk. I've been on it. I made it. I made it. Now, very few preachers can tell you that. No, I didn't say I said it. I said I made it. So I'm preaching from an encounter. I'm preaching from experience. I'm preaching from manifestation. I'm preaching from demonstration. You hear me? I'm preaching from demonstration. I ain't preaching hoping to go where I'm trying to get you to go. Somebody got to lead. Somebody got to go there. Them boys in my home, I tried to knock them out this morning. I tried to knock them out when they went in their room. I tried to knock them out. Verse 17 and 18 in the 8th chapter of Deuteronomy is pregnant with wealth. The power of wealth is there, the path of wealth is there, the purpose of wealth is in those two verses. When you're going down the wrong path, you never get where you're going.
Yes, sir.
How many of y'all won't get there?
Yes, sir.
I'm tired making all these confessions, reading all these books.
Yes.
It's time for something to show up in the mailbox. And God do have a wealthy place for you. And I'll tell you why. Only a remnant going to walk in it. And there are so many contrary Christians that don't want to hear it. God can't use them in that area. So he'll take you. Somebody got to have some large money. One definition of wealth, You know what definition of wealth? Large money. And the enemy in the 28th chapter of Matthew used large money to come against the truth. We got to use large money to come against a lie. Somebody in here got to get rich. You understand what I'm saying? See, it's a purpose. It's not a play. It's not a game. It's not a ping pong game. It's a purpose that God wants somebody in his house wealthy. Yes. And all you have to say tonight is, why not me? And I want you to say it with a meaning, why not me? Some things I'm going to train you in tonight, you can walk right on into it. I said, I'm talking about tonight. Some things I'm going to train you tonight, you walk right into it. Notice these two verses. We've been messing around with these two verses for 80 years. Now notice those two verses, because they bring you to a place where you stop messing with the power. Notice the 17th verse. And thou saying, down hard, that's the mess up right there. My power and the might of my education, and I graduated, got me this wealth. It's being on your own what mess you up. We trying so hard to get there, but we're on our own. We're trying to get there by our own power. We say we're on this power. But if you haven't arrived, you're on the wrong power. This wealth we're talking about, this power, this path, this purpose, this supernatural wealth cannot be manifested by man efforts. Two job, three job, wife working, baby working. It would be funny if it wasn't so sad. And I thank the Holy Ghost. Oh, the Holy Ghost is going to move you tonight. I thank the Holy Ghost putting those two verses side by side. Verse 17 and 18. Thank God that the Holy Ghost put them right there so you can see. You can jump right out of one into the other. That's why he did that. He wants you to know. He talks about your hand, then he talks about his hand. Notice what he says. And we're so familiar with these verses. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. Power. Authority. Anointing. To get wealth. Not just for yourself. Oh Lord, write this down. But for an assignment that needs to be fulfilled. When you think of just about yourself, it's selfish. But he needs you to be in wealth, for he has some things that he need to be carried out, and large money is fighting it. Yes, wow. Entertainment, commercials. Yes, people say there is no God. We say there is a God. They say there is no Jesus. We say there is a Jesus. They say there is no cross. We say there is a cross. But we got to have some money to back us up. People in my city don't respect me because I'm a preacher. They respect me because of my wealth. They don't understand the other power I'm carrying. They only understand the power they see. I see you wearing that power. Take it, God. I see you wearing that power. is being going to be released in here tonight. After we get through tonight, the conversation is over. You understand me? You're going to know exactly what to do. You're going to know how to get manifested the power, the path, and the purpose of supernatural wealth. Now, what you do with it is up to you, but I'm going to give it to you as the Holy Ghost leads me. Are you following me? So he says, see the path there, the power there, the path and the purpose in them two verses. What's the purpose? You see it right there? But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may. Oh, that he may. Do you think, look at me, do you think God will hold himself back from wealth? You didn't get it. That he may. My wealth is for him. And while I'm traveling, just enjoy yourself some, son. But I got some other things I want you to do. That he may establish his covenant. What you swear unto thy father as it is day, man. Clap your hand. Sit down. Let me show you. I want you to write yourself a note. Extraordinary wealth cometh to me now. Extraordinary wealth cometh to me now. Staggering, shocking, supernatural wealth is revealed in the Word of God. And how to walk in it on purpose for God's covenant purposes. Now Deuteronomy points this out in the 8th chapter of Deuteronomy. Tests have to be passed. Tests have to be passed. You know, even in the first chapter of Deuteronomy, the first verses there in that 8th chapter, he started talking about a test. They went through a test. Some didn't make it. How many of y'all going to make it? Now, I heard in the street, you can make it if you try. When I was back there in the 60s. I was supposed to tell you this story. My wife told it today. But one of our missionaries was telling us a story about she was in a certain country. And the little girl invited her to say, let's go out to my mall. Well, you know, some people have special malls they will go to. And she thought she was just talking about the mall she goes shopping. She wasn't talking about that. She was talking about a mall her daddy had bought her. A whole mall. I see you ain't ready for that. You're just trying to get to the mall. No. But I want you to see the extravagant, how people, how much money people have. He bought that girl a mall. She meant my mall. My missionary thought she meant the mall she shop in. I was trying to save this one for tomorrow night, but I need to tell it tonight. Another man talking to a man, he said, I'm going to buy you a golf club. And so the guy said, okay. And God getting ready for his swing, you know. When he got to the man gave him some keys. He said, I told you I'm going to buy you a golf club. There it is right there. Go through the gate. The whole doggone golf course. Can be done. You listening?
Yes, sir.
This kind of wealth cannot be produced by the arm of the flesh. We just saw that in the 17th verse, right?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Righteousness, obedience, willingness, servanthood, and stick-to-ness. Isaiah 1:19 says, if you be willing. Job 36:11, talk about if you serve him, you spend your days where? I see some of y'all don't know it, y'all just looking at me. But I would come Shashikushka Eprosa Umantile Saya. Turn to Psalm 66. Let's couple these voices together. Psalm 66. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. It's time to go. It's time to go in. How many of y'all want to go? It's time to go in. This week, it's time to go in. I say it's time to go in. I'm ready. You know all these religious acrobats we've been through and haven't got there yet. You know. You've worked the scriptures inside and out and haven't got there yet. And we're not talking about your lineage. We're not talking about what mama them had. Mama didn't die on the cross. So don't pin yourself down to what they had. You're in a brand new family. You got to get further than that. You got to get further than cousin them and all that. You got to recognize that you're dealing with a God who cannot fail. A God who cannot lie. A God who cannot be stopped. In Psalm 66:11. Thou broughtest us into the net. Thou laid affliction upon our loins. Thou hast caused men, it's going to be over here. Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through the fire, hallelujah. And through the waters, hallelujah. How many of y'all been through the fire? Mm-hmm. How many of y'all almost got drowned in debt? I've been there. I've been under the water, brother. I know what it is, trying to breathe. But then he says this. Oh, my. But thou broughtest. He didn't lead. He didn't lead. Thou broughtest. He didn't say lead it. Thou broughtest. Come on, let's go. Broughtest. If you let him, he'll bring you out. Into what you're not gonna know how you got there. I can't explain nothing that happened to me, but all I know he did it. But I yield to him when others try to stop me and tell me I'm going too far. I said goodbye because I had a revelation from God. Sometimes people hold you back. Brought him out in the work of the plays. Now, can I trust you? Psalm 139, verse 23. Can I trust you? Search me, O God. Know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me. And lead me into the way everlasting. See, sanctification and holiness got something to do with this. Prosperity will destroy a fool. And God don't want to lose you as a child, so he won't give you bigger toys than you can handle. Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God.
Glory to God.
I want to take my time so the Holy Ghost can do something in you tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I know it's real. I know you're ready. The time has come that you can walk in and get set free from all this. And you could be busy about your father's business, not even be concerned about all this, praying about all this all the time and talking about this. This don't need to be talked about. This need to be dealt with. Look at Isaiah 48 again. Keep seeing the word lead it. He brought him to the well, but he lead it. Isaiah 48, 16. I read it this morning. I was trying to find out the class trainable, teachable, reachable, ready, beyond emotion. You must leave here with some substance. You must leave here with a sword in your hand that's going to cut you all the way to wealth. Know what to do with it. Don't just talk about it. Use it. That's why I'm not groaning and mourning tonight. I'm not going to make you just happy and get up and go to shout. Not going to make everybody in here shout. But there ain't going to be no shouting too much tonight. We're going shopping. Yeah, we're going to quit shouting. It's time to shout. You didn't get it. Lord have mercy. All this shouting, it's time to shout. Tell somebody, it's time to shout. I got some dream. Tell them, I got some dream. I got some desire. I got some want in my life. I'm ready to shout. When I shout, then I'm going to shout. Everybody, all y'all like to shout. You know, so see, people get so spiritual in church. Oh, I come and see the Lord. The Lord said, you liar. You just got to ask me for something. Nothing wrong. Come on, get loose. Be free. It's a shout. When the wall of Jericho fell down, Joshua and them went shopping. Because they took the enemy. Wealth means shop. Isaiah 48. That lady said, I like him. Now he talking about shopping. He all right with me. I know of them guys. Now when we ladies with me, say, come on, great. Keep talking, preacher. Keep talking. I remember some years back, I took my daughter. Nothing came on me. I said, let's go to the shopping center. Let's go. Let's go to my mall. So when you got enough money, it's your mall. You can get what you want. And I turned her loose. I told her, I said, shop till you drop. I just told her, I sat on the bench. Shop. Now, notice she had no budget. That's the kind of wealth. And see, certain things I go through so I can come back to you and tell it. Just shout. I mean, wasn't no mount or nothing. I said, I like it fine. Go ahead, get whatever you want. She got tired. My pocket never got tired. I'm about to put you in a position that your pocket will never get tired on you again. Do you understand that? How many of y'all understand when I said pocket get tired? How many of y'all ever had a tired pocket? You know what I'm talking about. You must come to a pocket that says, use all you want. I can't run out. Then Isaiah 48, we see it again. Hallelujah. In that 16th verse, he said, come you near unto me. What? I love it. Come you near, come here, I got something to tell you. Come you near unto me. He said, come you near me, hear ye this. You see that? I have not spoken in secret from the beginning, from the time that it was, There am I, and now the Lord God and his Spirit have sent me. Now, what you going to say next? Come near me. I want you to hear something. I'm about to reveal some secrets. Let me read it again. I don't believe y'all got that voice. Come ye near to me. Hear ye this. I have not spoken in secret. For I told you I give you the power to get well. From the beginning. From the time that it was. There am I. And now the Lord God and his Spirit has sent me. And here's what he said. Thus says the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Good God Almighty. I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to what? Now notice the next statement. I want you to see the next statement. Read the next statement. Read it again. One more time. Now you remember what the verse said in Psalm 139, 23, 24. I'll lead you into everlasting. Here he said, I'll lead you in the way that thou should go. You see that? Are you with me? All right, now give me time. Now hold up, hold up. Psalm 23. You brought your shouting clothes? After you get some information, you can shout.
Yes, sir.
Glory to God. Don't shout till I tell you to shout. Because I'm sure enough tonight going to tell you to shout. We're going to get to a place we're going to have to shout. You get to a place that you know you're out. You know that anointing have come on you. And everything changed in your life. Because the wind of the Holy Ghost will blow over this place tonight. I feel it trembling. I'm trying to hold back, but I feel the Holy Ghost about to wrap somebody up in here in wealth that their family never seen before. I feel the Holy Ghost won't do something in here. He won't cancel your debt, set you in total wealth that you cannot explain. You believe you can do it? Don't talk about you don't want no wealth. Don't talk about you satisfied where you are. The Lord said you disowning my covenant. I want you to have more. I died for you to be blessed. I rose for you to be blessed. I ascended for you to be blessed. I sat down for you to be blessed. Tell three people I won't be robbed anymore. I have a covenant right to be wealthy. I have a covenant right to be wealthy. Tell somebody, I have a covenant right to be wealthy. Nothing wrong with being wealthy. I shout better when I'm wealthy. How would you shout? Let's do some practice. Act like you in your wealthy place. Act like you're already there. Shout it out. Act like you already arrived. Act like you're already there. You got to practice. I heard in the spirit, tell them practice. Tell them shout like they're already there. Do some practice in there. Practice. Shout like you're out of debt. Shout like every need met. Shout like everything paid for. That's what God will shout. Now tell the truth. Tell the truth. You feel better, don't you? We just practicing. But you cut up more than that. If you go home and see zeros on all your bills, you cut up a little more than that. That's all right. You did all right. The practice is not like the real thing, you know. I know you did pretty good. Sit down. Let me finish. I preach an hour and 21 minutes tomorrow. I'm not gonna do that tonight. I saw that thing. Fire. I feel fire in the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. Woo! Shoo. 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 Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Sit down and write these notes right quick. Wealth means abundance of possession or resources or affluent riches. Wealth means abundant supply. Wealth means large money. Walking in wealth with a God-given mission, it takes this. Before one can walk in the God kind of wealth, lessons have to be learned. Tests have to be passed. Trust has to be established. Write this down. It's so important. Lesson has to be learned, number one. Tests has to be passed, number two. Trust has to be established, number three. Let's start with trust. Can I trust you with wealth? Go to 1 Timothy chapter 6. Can I trust you with wealth? Just a minute. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Thank God for His Word. Tonight by night. Hallelujah. 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 You getting blessed?
Yes.
We might run after a while.
Yes.
Do some, what do you call them things you flip over like that? Cartwheel. Man, something going on up in here. Let me tell you how you got to act when you get there. Verse 17, 1 Timothy 6, 17. I want to give you a charge. Charge them that are rich in this world. That's me. I can't hear you. You mean to tell me you'll sit here and don't say that? You're too religious for me. I can't help you. You set your head with all this anointing up here, and you can't say it, that's me. I can't help you. You think, because you know 14 scriptures. You think, I'm talking about wealth. I ain't talking about your scriptures. Now say that's me.
That's me.
You got to participate.
Yes, sir.
Man, I mean, 9 people said it, don't say nothing. Just look at me. I ain't no coach. I'm anointed for this. I've proven it already. It's in my life. My members know I don't hide nothing. My jet paid for, Dan's jet paid for. My house paid for. Coming soon. My church paid for. Our church paid for. Dan's church paid for. He pay attention. He was leasing cars, but now I told him no. And now he buying. Get them people all that money and they keep it. Then come back and get the car. I did that 1 year. I said, what? You y'all come to get it? I said, how much I had to give you? I thought I had to because I paid a lot on it. And he told me, no, you got to pay almost what it cost at the beginning. I look at my wife, I say, I'll never do that again. These people, they're robbing you. Then I went to your house. I was supposed to go to your church. The church paid for it. So the Lord's saying something. Isn't it? See, I was supposed to say, then our church paid for, then some church paid for. My jet paid for, then jet paid for. I said house. Wonder was I prophesying. And I wonder what you say, not just Dan House. My goodness, he took it from me. He took it from me. And he had me say something else. You saw I hesitated? Because he never told me his house was paid for. I knew his church paid for. I know the jet paid for because he paid me. I know it paid for. It don't take no more than one person his ministry have blessed. And God will make the mayor of his city bring the money and pay his house off. See, you got so many ways, man. Some of them guys who rob him might bring some of the money back. Try to use him all this year.
Yes, sir. Come on, Father. Yes, sir.
Come on. Yes, sir. I said, Dan, you need to go get a Jeep. Just 2 weeks ago. A week ago. He said, oh. Well, I'm gonna work on this project. I said, I'm not hearing you. Wait, we had to complete three or four project, legitimate project, but it wasn't Jeeps. I push him the water. You better not stand by the water with me. You know what I'm talking about? I'm gonna swim someday. I'll push you in that water. In the spirit, I push down in the water.
Yes, sir.
I push him. Yeah. That's how he went back and paid for his church. His people went with him. Oh, you want to pay for it? Let's pay for it.
Yes, sir.
Yep. My. Let's take this charge. And you're trying to find out how many churches paid for? She. Paid for? She. Right now, they're trying to keep them. So I know good men have lost churches, beautiful buildings, if they just would have listened to me. Just would have come to one of my meetings. And stopped trying to be equal with me and sit down and let me talk to you. I'm not what I am because I made myself. It's because of the calling God placed on me. You can't call yourself and be equal with me. You can't call yourself an apostle. I'm an apostle and be equal. If God did it, and you know, I know I'm not qualified to do what I'm doing. I'm not qualified to be where I am, but I'm there. Jehovah. Jireh.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
That's the way it got to happen to you.
Yes, sir.
You got to heal.
Yes, sir.
You got to flow.
Yes, sir.
You got to be ready to give him the glory.
Yes.
You got to surrender.
Yes, sir.
That you're not an owner. You're just a steward. Any bragging you do, do it on Jesus. Let me try to read this. I'm going to close in a minute. I preach an hour and 20 minutes this morning. I'm not preaching all night tonight. So sit down. Let me try to read you a little bit. Carlo's going to preach in the morning. Y'all listen to him. I'm going to close out in a few minutes. Shoo. How many of y'all feel like you're out already? See, this word is so powerful, man. It's you know, you get, once it get in your heart, once you get an understanding of the power, the path, and the purpose. See, the purpose is not just for you to buy a house. The purpose is for you to buy somebody else a house. Would you buy it?
Yes.
Would you do it?
Yes.
He's listening at you.
Yes, sir.
He's looking for that type of wealth. I believe they got some people in here to do it too. Huh? I bought a man a house. He worked for me now. One of my best employees. Bought him a house, got him started. They thought the man said he was going to be in that place where he's living all your life. You're going to be. All of a sudden, God spoke to me. I didn't hear the man what the man had told him, but I heard what the Lord told me. Said, go get him a house. I'll go get him. I went, got him a house, got him and his family, did some repairs on it, got him and his family, and brought him to the gate with my family, and gave him the key. I don't know how long later he bought him a new house. He stayed right here now. He bought a new house. He made such a great deal on the other house, he brought me a bunch of money. Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in a living God. Now look what this next voice said. The next statement in this voice. Who giveth us richly. Turn to Ecclesiastes, chapter 5. Ecclesiastes. I'm going to show you this. I'm going to close. I'm going to show you this. Glory.
Glory.
Now, I'm going to say what I heard. You want me to say what I heard?
Yes,
sir. The chokehold has been broken.
All
right. The chokehold, the financial chokehold that's been on you tonight is broken, and I declare it's destroyed.
Yes, sir.
Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I say the financial chokehold that's been on your life is broken. Then I went further. I say it's destroyed. Never to be put back on you again. Jesus Christ. I'm just preaching. And I heard that. Why would I hear that? That ain't on my notes nowhere up here. I heard the Holy Ghost say the chokehold is broken. Well, he know we're talking about money. He know we talking about how to clear debt up. He know that many of us have dreams in here that our money not adding up. He know sometimes you look at that room and say, I want a bigger room. There's a wealth where no wealth can excite you.
Wow. Come on, man.
Explain it.
That's heavy.
Come on.
When you're looking at a 10,000 square feet house and yours is 2 times bigger, why should you get all up? They should be looking at you. And when they're looking at you, they're looking at God. I saw in the wealth plays, they showed them wealthy houses. I saw some things that they say was a theater. But when I walked down the hall of my house, I said, that ain't no theater. That's a room with a screen on and some chairs. Man took my friend Jesse in the attic, say it was a theater. And Jesse got one of the most beautiful theaters you would lay your eyes on. You can't have no theater with no 6 seats. That's you and your 4 children. That's all you said now. How you gonna have guests? You can't have no theater with no old hard chair. You can't set the thing, don't work. And And some things you buy, you don't want to know how much it costs. You just buy. What? Something you can be asking all on prices. I need a deal. God told me about it one time. God said, shut up. Go ahead and pay the man. I said, all right, Lord, I'll do it. All right. Okay, let me close. Why you keep talking to me? Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 19. Are you ready for this? Every man also to whom God hath given riches and wealth and hath given him power to eat thereof and to take his portion and to rejoice in his labor, this is the gift of God. 6:2. I'm about to close. 6:2. A man whom God hath given riches, wealth, and honor, so that he wanted nothing for his soul of all that he desires. Who reading with me? Who's seeing that? Yet God gave him not power to eat there, but if the stranger eat it, it is vanity and is an evil disease. See, he got it, but he didn't know how to handle it. That's another voice I want to close with. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, Psalm 112. Let's close there. You got your shouting clothes on? How many of y'all been declared righteous by accepting Jesus Christ? All right, I'm about to read your letter. Psalm 112 is a letter to you. Let's go there. Psalm 112, verse 1. I'm closing. I'm closing, Dan. I'm closing. I'm closing. Psalm 112. This is to the righteous. Let's pray then. Blessed is the man that fears the Lord. That's honor the Lord and respect him. Now, the third part of this verse. Are you there yet? No, I'm not talking about in the verse. That delight is greatly in his commandment or in his word or in his covenant. I mean, I just cried like a baby. This singing that God got in the spirit. I just cried, man, calling on Jesus' name like that. You can't be calling Jesus like this now. Man, I'm getting disturbed. I'm your Jesus. I love him so much. This is real to me. I love Jesus. I believe you love Jesus. Give one shout for Jesus. I really love him. I really love him. I love Jesus. That's another reason that God blessed me. He know I love him. He know I'm not going to put nobody before him. My family know. My church know. LTMA know. I love Jesus, man. Jesus, the best thing that ever happened to me. 47 years ago, and I never lost it. Every day of my life, I wake up looking for it. How would I talk to nobody before I talk to Jesus? Jesus is real. I love him. The best thing that ever happened to me. In 44 years, my sister, I have never lost a day. I wake up every morning, 365 days a year, I'm looking for Jesus. God put something in me to love him with all my heart, all my soul, all my strength, and all my might. He put it in me. It never left me. My grandchildren can tell you, it never left me. My little grandson coming to office, 4 years old, I said, boy, you ain't not saved. And all sir. I said, let's get saved. Then his brothers were in there praying in the Holy Ghost. I said, son, they're praying in another language. I said, you want to know how to get baptized with the Holy Ghost? He said, yeah, Papa. I laid a hand on and said, receive Holy Ghost. I said, now open your mouth and let it out. That's his son, four. Hush, hush. Somebody calling my name. Yeah, I get in the presence of God, man. I lose it. They sing a song about I lose my cool. I lose it. I lose it in my yard sometimes. I just lose it. I just walk around and I say, oh, Jesus. But I loved him when I was broke. Come on, let's read this psalm. We got to close, children. I've been in preacher hour in 20 minutes tonight. But praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that fears the Lord, that delight greatly in his commandment. Go to the next verse. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. You ready to shout?
Yes.
Now, are you ready to shout?
Yes.
Go to the next verse. Go to the next verse. I want you to shout on this verse. I want you to read it, then shout. Ready? Read. Oh, don't shout. Don't shout. I got another instruction for you. Tell three people that voice is talking about me, then you shout. Now, shout! That voice talking about me. Wealth and riches gonna be in my house. Matter of fact, I take on the wealth and riches anointing tonight. From this night forward, I will wear wealth and riches mantle, for it's in the atmosphere. They're getting on me right now. They're talking about my house. All the bills paid. The house paid for. Everything paid for. All the cars in the garage paid for. I think I'll go get me another one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tell three more people that voice talking to me. I want to give this. That's going to be our benediction tonight. You repeat after me. Lift your hand. Well, and riches
shall
be in my house.
And his righteousness
in my life
endureth
forever.
Forever.
See you tomorrow morning at 10:30.